I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Beyonce just dropped an album.
No.
What do you mean?
They called them cheerleaders. I was like, where were the pom-poms?
I'm sorry, like, if this is weird to y'all, but it's Twilight. Like, do you see what I'm seeing?
To this day.
When a fangirl is speaking about her number one topic, you never ask her how she knows or if it's valid.
Because I know.
Oh my God, I'm bubbling with excitement.
We have a fantastic episode for you guys today.
Oh my God, you guys, in the studio right now is the woman who is singing the theme song.
Wrote
the theme song, sang the theme song, has her own songs, produces for other people.
Voice of an angel.
We went to high school with her and middle school and lower school.
Grew
up with her.
A powerhouse.
A Beyonce fan, Amber Olivia.
Here she is.
Thank you guys for having me.
Yes, we are so happy you're
here.
Two Ambers.
Amber Squared.
When I was a child and I passed you in the hallway and you said, hey, Amber, and I said, hey, Amber, back, I always felt very cool.
Because we are the coolest. Yes. Ambers are the coolest.
We are.
Specifically Black Ambers.
Can
I say that?
Yes.
No, yes.
Black.
Let's flash your t-shirt to that camera there.
Oh, Cam 3. There she goes.
Cam 2.
Mm-hmm.
All the cams get it.
Oh my gosh. Look at her.
And who is that?
It's Beyonce. Beyonce Giselle Knowles Carter.
Say that.
The first.
Say Beyonce. She's so crazy.
Oh my God.
She's just smiling so big and dancing. Say Beyonce.
Oh Kelly and Michelle,
she says
it like four times.
Amber showed that to me right before this recording.
Bruh.
And I was like, what are you saying? And she was like, look it up. Just look up Say Beyonce. She's smiling so big.
Because she is the moment.
She knows.
Even in Destiny's Child.
Yeah.
Even in Girls' Time, the group before Destiny's Child.
Oh my God, speak about it.
Oh,
she's been the moment.
She has a beautiful smile.
Okay.
She does.
Like, I feel like I don't know. I feel like we were watching Homecoming last night, and whenever she was like laughing and smiling on stage, I was like, I feel like I see her giving such a fierce look all the time. Her smile is very beautiful. It's very like you can't look away.
Okay. No, you can't.
So this might seem weird, but I used to, before Instagram, you used to go on people.com to look at the celebrities, right? And I would always go look at Beyonce, like no other celebrity. Mm-hmm. And I would just like click through, I would get home from school, look at pictures of Beyonce, and then I'm like asking my aunt, I'm like, why can't I stop looking at her? Like, what is it about
her
face? And my aunt so simply was like, she's pretty. Duh. Beyonce is pretty.
She's pretty.
Not only is she pretty, she's beautiful.
She's gorgeous.
She's
vibrant.
And then it's like from the inside out, like we know she's a boss. She handles her business. But I do think that she is a genuinely good person.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes her, when you see her smile, it's just like a light from the inside of her.
Such a
projecting
light.
And voice, manifesting.
Her talking voice is so like calming too. This woman, I'm just like, who are you?
It's
and
like,
why are you like otherworldly?
That is the answer.
She speaks with such, sorry, I have to say this.
No.
She speaks with like such like
determination, but it's like soft but strong. I don't know.
It's like she takes up space when she talks, but you want to listen.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it's also because of the tone of her voice. Like, I try to be like Beyonce, you know what I mean?
Is.
And you know, I want people to listen to me like they listen to Beyonce.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because she just has that natural draw.
It's like a gravitas.
Yeah.
Like, you literally, gravitas. You have to listen
Google
to her.
That.
And yeah. also, like, it's a
pause.
Spell.
It's
like,
time to pause.
It's a spell. It's like, it's like ancient black motherhood.
Yeah. Speak on it.
Like, yeah. And Southern. Mm-hmm. Like, also the fact that she's like Southern,
she has
Houston
that Southern
woman.
Twang.
Like,
oh my God.
There, when you talk about Beyonce's voice, you have to talk about Beyonce and Destiny's Child. Mm. I think there was a difference between Beyonce's voice in the 90s and then the early 2000s.
Okay.
When she became a solo artist by B-Day, by like 2006 era,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I feel like she was speaking how she speaks now, like what we know Beyonce to be. But I feel like when she first came out, she was a country girl.
Yeah.
Like those Destiny's Child girls were country.
Country.
Yeah.
Country. But they were so talented and they were raw,
yeah.
but they were country.
Yeah.
And
they
so
really
you
were.
Listen to those, like, yeah, it's an interview with Beyonce. She's 16. She's like, and I'm 16 years old, and I just want to, I mean, not
oh
like
my
that.
Goodness,
but she sounds so,
like, Southern.
So young and Southern. Like, she definitely has, like, matured. We've watched her grown up. She's grown up with us. I grew up with her. But, like, yeah, there's definitely, like, when Beyonce was getting media training and then mm-hmm. Beyonce
oh,
before that.
But oh,
I
yeah.
love I love both.
That interview yeah. of them when people are like, they're so high in this interview when they're like, what animal would you be like?
Oh, and it was just worked to death.
Michelle. No, yeah, they were
yeah,
just like,
she was tired.
They were just fucking delirious.
Yes.
Like, they had been probably in back-to-back interviews since like 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
But I literally will never forget how Michelle's like, I would be a Black Panther. I would prowl.
Because when they walk,
when they
back,
walk,
they're back.
Like
Beyonce was like, I'll be a whale.
And I'll be a whale.
I'll be a whale.
I love whales since I was a little girl.
I love whales since I was a little girl. I can't believe we're sitting here talking about Beyonce because I have so much to say.
Yeah.
Because we just watched Homecoming.
Yes.
Yesterday in preparation for this.
Gosh, I would have done the same thing if I knew. But
I'm
always, my For You page is Beyonce. So.
I literally had not seen Homecoming all the way through.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
I was transcendent.
Come on, let's talk about it.
Oh my God.
There was a moment when Destiny's Child, the silhouettes came out.
Mm-hmm.
It was like I
you
was already in it, but
I was
then
vibrating.
When they
I was like...
came up, me and Amber stood up together, like unplanned, stood up and stood for the rest of the concert.
Yeah, the silhouettes.
The silhouettes.
I just felt like I was in the audience.
Iconic.
And the sisterhood, let's talk about how they have maintained that sisterhood in a way that other girl groups, when they have beef and like they break up and it's like, oh, we all hate each other and it's catty and stuff. I love the power of the Black female sisterhood of those Destiny Child members.
They, I think, have worked through some things, but especially the main three, Beyonce, Kelly, and Michelle.
Yes.
One thing I love about Beyonce is just from a young age, she always knew that she was setting a standard.
Mm.
She always talks about, like, and we're doing this so that other artists can know that it's okay to break off and be solo and still have a friendship and come back and work together because, you know, they all did solo projects and then they came
right.
back for another album, which
oh.
is like not really heard of. And
yeah.
they all were very successful. Beyonce with Crazy in Love,
yeah.
Kelly and Nelly with Dilemma.
Yeah.
That was a big, big song.
Oh, yeah.
She has
actually
hits.
And Crazy in Love, I think, was supposed to come out before Dilemma, but Dilemma did so good that they just waited like another year
oh,
for Crazy in Love to
wow.
let Kelly have her moment.
Yeah.
Like, that's thoughtful.
Yes.
You know what
yes.
I mean?
Yes.
That's deeper than business.
That's
sisterhood.
Right.
Friendship.
Yeah.
And we still see that today.
I want to get more into Homecoming, and I need to hear about Renaissance.
Because
okay.
yes.
I didn't
yeah.
go to,
yes.
to Renaissance. But I want to ask you, what is your first memory of Beyonce?
My first memory of Beyonce is Destiny's Child.
Okay.
It's Say My Name. I think
mm-hmm.
I just remember seeing the video, truly. I think I just was like 3 years old.
I love that video.
And
oh
I saw
God.
Just the colors and the blackness
mm.
and the singing. It was just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
This is it.
Yeah.
And then Survivor. I mean, I just mm-hmm. remember that era of my life. Me and my two cousins, we were Beyonce, Michelle, and Kelly. We were.
Yes.
It's just like you wanted to be them.
Mm-hmm.
You were inspired by them. And then when I saw Crazy in Love, when I saw her in the intro of that music video, I remember I was in Atlanta.
Mm.
with my mother.
Okay, speak about it.
And we were in a hotel because it was like my first time on a plane, my first time traveling, and we were in the hotel and the Crazy in Love video came on the TV. And was like,
what's this?
I was transformed in that moment to okay, I'm obsessed.
Yeah.
And so then the rest of the trip, I was doing all the uh-oh dances. And like, I told my mom I wanted to perform Bootylicious at
talent show. Imagine.
So Beyonce, when I saw Destiny's Child and Beyonce, it just made me want to be a performer. It made me want to be them. It made me want to be like, go to my cousins and be like, we have to learn this routine. Like, we just have to. I don't know what you're doing. We're going to learn this and we're going to perform.
Oh my God.
Get up
off your
ass.
I don't care that it's Christmas. Come on, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah.
Every single one of those singles was a moment, like a huge cultural moment.
Yes.
Like, I remember when.
5 singles.
Like
one album.
Like, that's a lot.
Sorry. That is
that's a lot.
A lot. That's a lot of music videos. That's a lot of visuals. That's a lot of choreo. That's a lot of marketing power. Like,
and rehearsing and
all for her record company. When she finished the album, she showed them those same 5 songs that we all know and love, mm-hmm. and they said none of them were a hit. They told her that.
Okay.
Told her that.
Okay.
And so it's like you're as a black woman, mm-hmm. you know, you're supposed to have a team that supports you, and we all know it's not always the case.
No.
But it's also the resilience for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's the fact that people were talking about her being a bad person for falling out with the other 2 members and her mm-hmm. making Survivor.
Yeah.
I'm just like, this is how you handle things. You just rise above it. Like, she just.
I feel like Survivor gives me chills at the end.
But I feel like also people were like underestimating her. Like, they were like bitter about her being a star
successful.
Or talented. Like, mm-hmm. I remember seeing like some magazine that was a review of Crazy in Love, and it was like, she's no Ashanti.
Girl.
Like, I'm sorry, who?
Why?
Literally, sorry, 2023, who?
Exactly.
Right.
I'm sorry, you're
no
right.
No shade, but.
Right.
No. But, and so in their defense, I guess, Ashanti was really big back then.
Yeah, she was. She was.
But people just weren't ready for Beyonce. That's literally all I have to say.
Yeah, and you can't.
They just weren't ready.
Oh, no, just another black woman. So she's just exactly the same as Ashanti.
Yeah, what?
Putting them against each other.
Right.
Putting them against each other.
That's the first critique. It's just like the other black woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is better.
And they keep doing that. They've done it forever. Like, they kept
still
doing it with Beyonce. They've done it with Beyonce, with Rihanna, with Nicki Minaj, like all these different mm-hmm. people that like make music that is not like her at all.
Right.
And also, you literally, she's one of one. Like,
she's the only one.
I'm sorry, I don't. There is no other Beyonce. There will be
no.
Say Beyonce. Like,
Beyonce.
You have to.
Yeah.
It baffles me how. I mean, I guess it doesn't, because everyone who is that great does get underestimated, because you literally cannot estimate how high she will go.
Right.
It was impossible to do that at the time.
Yeah.
But I'm like, Destiny's Child was huge.
Huge.
Her father was their manager,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, he's literally like the architect of all their rehearsal schedule, their like hard work ethic.
And Beyonce really credits him. I love how I'm speaking for her, but literally, I watch so much about her.
Yes.
But Beyonce credits her or her father a lot for the work ethic that she has, because she started out in the girl group Girls' Time, which turned into Destiny's Child, when she was 9 years old.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I look at the kids that I teach like in my after school program, and I'm like, you ain't no Beyonce. Okay, some kids are just born with it.
Yeah.
And it's like, it goes back to my other comment. It's like, she always knew.
Uh-huh.
And that's something that I love that my parents do too. You know, just having that confidence built in you.
Mm-hmm.
Because her parents, I mean, I know she's self-managed now, but her parents are still a big part of her life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they still are around her. She's still, I think that's also what has made her so great, as she's been grounded.
Yeah.
There are times where she was in Destiny's Child, she'll talk about like her mama slapping her because she got too like too big headed, you know?
Uh-huh.
But she was like 17 and she was a superstar. So you know, she wants to like sing her hot radio hits while her mom's talking to her. Girl, she got smacked.
Yeah.
Okay. Like it's not the same, and I don't want to speak on every other child star, but you know, you just see how sometimes they turn out. And it's really unfortunate that they're surrounded by people that just want money from them.
And we're not looking out for them. Like,
we're
genuinely
not looking out for them. So yeah. I think a big credit to Beyonce's success is because of her family, her love for her family. And then just like even now with like the Renaissance, it still goes back to family and Uncle Johnny and where she came from. I just think, you can learn so much from that woman.
Yeah, you can tell she has like a support system of people like actually looking out for her. Like it's... Because also we were watching Homecoming and she was talking about how like rough her last pregnancy was. Mm. And that's just something that I didn't know anything about. That I don't know why people aren't talking about that. Yeah, she just had like Jay-Z, like helping her get back to it. And like, I don't know, the footage was just very heartwarming to see of her, of like seeing her being like, I did have to work very hard to do this show. Like I'm tired.
She's also the rehearsal process.
She said, I pushed myself too far and I won't do that again.
I'm happy for her because parts of that documentary really do make me sad to see how much she restricted herself to get her body back in the shape to perform. I feel like it's partly our fault. Mm-hmm. We put so much pressure on these Black women, artists in general, but we really put a lot of pressure on Black women. Women in general to bounce back.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, like what waste? You know, everything has to be so perfect. And Beyonce is a perfectionist, but I'm just glad that she showed that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She was very vulnerable, but she also, like you said, was like, I'm not going to do that again.
Right. Uh-huh. And that's taking care of yourself to know that you push yourself too far and
admitting it.
And admitting it and realizing for what? It was not for myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was, and she, it's a balance, though, too, because I really admire her dedication to rehearsal. Like, for me, I find rehearsing so difficult. Mm-hmm. And what she said when she was like, people hate rehearsing because they don't like looking stupid and looking whack and looking awkward. Mm-hmm. And seeing her, like, seeing Beyonce mess up dance moves, I was like, girl, get your ass into the dance studio and rehearse over and over again because that's the only way it's going to work.
Yeah, that's so true. I don't like looking goofy. Like, I get so frustrated when I'm rehearsing and I'm not doing it right. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
What is it? Uh-huh. What am I missing? Yes. It's just like, do it again.
Just do it again.
Just do it again.
Just do that. It again. She was in rehearsal for 4 months, vocal only, then 4 months choreo with the vocals.
But like, it's necessary. She knows. I mean, her dad had her running and singing at the age of 9. Mm. So she's just, I mean, and, you know, I went to school and a lot of the original female band members, some of them that performed at Homecoming, but also a lot of them that were on her B-Day tour, they came and they were telling us how they would have like 8-hour rehearsals on one song.
Oof.
Because she practiced every single thing down to where her arm was going to go, what she was going to say.
Yeah.
Everything was rehearsed so that if anything went wrong, she knew just how to pop back into it because she knew the show.
Yeah.
And nobody knows the show better than the boss.
Yeah.
And I think that's so important to have a leader that's, you're tired, but you look over and you see Beyonce going hard. Mm-hmm. What you look like going to sleep.
Yeah.
And then they would also say, like, they would be getting texts like, rehearsal would end at 2 a.m. and they'd be on the way to the bus, back basically in bed, and Beyonce would be like, I need to see everybody because I want to see how these outfits are going to look in these lights.
Oh my God. Like, oh my God.
Just the nonstop work ethic.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I just, it's something that I idolize, but then when you're in the position, like yesterday, I was recording my voice and I was having a hard time staying on key because I was trying not to sing with auto-tune. Mm. And it's like, keep trying. Just try. Just look at the tuner and hit the note. And I'm just like, I'm tired of this, Grandpa. Like, I don't want to do it. I literally started getting a headache because I'm tired of breathing. And, like, I just want to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then, you know, you listen to the track and you're like, well, I need to keep practicing, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So it's just a good reminder to know that you do have to look awkward.
Yes.
And you do have to get over that or else you're going to be looking like crazy.
Yeah, I mean, for all the time. You have to get out. You have to keep doing it so you stop looking like that.
When we were on the dance team together in high school.
Oh, yes.
I hated dance practice.
Oh my god!
I literally hated it with every fiber of my being. But I love nothing more than being on stage and hitting the moves and people cheering.
I feel that so much.
It's like, girl, if you want that, then you have to have.
Thank you for saying that.
This woman yelling at you to do it over and over again, full out,
like
literally full out all the way through, and then we don't even get a break. And we're doing it right
again.
Do it again.
And it better be better energy.
Do it again. And yeah.
Yeah. And you do know the show. Like, for you to know the show, you can then add in a little flair and be comfortable doing that, because it won't throw you off for the rest of the show.
Muscle memory. Muscle memory is everything.
Just going over and over
muscle memory. And there was one point where she was like, it's not even, these moves are not difficult. They're not complex. It's all about attitude.
That's what I was just about to say.
But I can't give the attitude if I don't have the confidence. Mm-hmm. And she was like relearning her confidence in who she was.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
I've never related to something so hard.
Me too. And sometimes having the confidence is just having the knowledge of what you want it to be.
Yes.
Just like, you have to be confident in what you want to give.
I've always had to work hard. I've always had talent. I've always like wanted to be on stage, like you said, but I've always had to work really hard for it. So like when I was growing up, my mom would be like helping me practice lines, like, okay, how are you going to sing this line? It has to be different, and you can't do anything you ever done before. And it, like, I was raised, I love Beyonce, so my mom always used her as a, okay, well, do you think Beyonce's tired? What do you think? And I just like, can you stop? Like, can you stop making so much sense right now? Because you're hurting my feelings. But like, it's necessary. The times when I feel the most prepared, it's those times where I know what line I'm going to do a look on and who I'm, like, what eyebrow is going to raise. But you just have this confidence when you are prepared like that.
Yes.
And there have been times when I'm not prepared. And I'm just like, ugh.
It is the
worst. You just want to melt.
It's such a, like, low feeling coming off that stage when you're like, I didn't do that right.
And what I love about Beyonce is that she studies herself. Like, for the Renaissance tour, there were, fans noticed that there were different shows that had different things, different elements, different positioning, different lights, different camera work. But that's because that lady, still those stories from 2006 still ring true, because interviews I've read of people that worked on that tour, they say, 2 a.m., she's texting us talking about notes that she wants to incorporate in the next show.
Yes.
You know, just like, but that's why she's untouchable.
Because she's working just as hard as she's asking everyone else to.
Absolutely.
I feel that, because the attention to detail, it's the Virgo in her. Because Amber's a,
I'm a Virgo,
double Virgo.
Virgo.
She's
I'm
a Gemini Virgo. And it manifests.
Yeah. That's
it's like, because you're a Gemini Virgo, like, you like sometimes over explain because you want people to understand what you mean. Yeah. And like, I can literally see how much attention to detail Beyonce has and how like nothing slips through the cracks. It's admirable. It is admirable.
Yeah,
like
it is.
In like creating shows like our Disney Vortex show that Amber was in.
Oh, yes.
As a cheetah girl.
Yes.
Like, we, like, the rehearsal is a privilege, is what I have learned, because we did that show completely independently. Like, we did not have as much rehearsal time. When you're doing a show, you want, you need to be in rehearsals like 8 hours a day, like for at least
four months.
Literally for like when we had play practice,
we would go after school every single
day. For
it was
3 to 4 hours.
Yeah.
So it's like, we have full time jobs. This is not paying us. Like, rehearsal time is privilege, and watching Homecoming and watching Beyonce rehearse like that, I'm like, this is how I want to do the show. Like, I don't want to do a show unless we have been given some type of grant, we've been given some type of rehearsal time,
like
the privilege of being able to create a show the way you want it to. Watching her do it, I'm like, oh, so it's possible.
Yeah.
Ambition is possible. You just have to literally put in the work.
Yeah. And you have
day
to.
Day after day.
Ooh. So I went to church earlier, so I'm going to say a word that reminds me of that.
Okay.
But you have to plant seeds too. And you can't expect the harvest to come right away. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's something else that I have to. Like, I can't just practice singing 5 minutes on Monday and then Tuesday be mad that it doesn't sound good.
Right.
I have to plant the seed of practicing consistently for
patience.
Knowing me, I have to do it for 2 weeks straight, at least.
Okay.
2 weeks straight. Mm-hmm. And I really have to give myself 15 to 30 minutes and really be meticulous and record myself mm-hmm. and tear myself up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To have a harvest 2 weeks later and maybe sound okay.
Yes.
And maybe be confident that yeah. I'm going to hit that note. You
and
know
not
what
be
I mean?
Afraid that just because it doesn't sound right the first time, it yeah. will never sound right. Like
you have to be, yes, you have to be also truthful in how long the process will be so that you don't get frustrated with yourself when it's not ready by the end of the week. Like, I'm like, when I need to schedule something out, I'm like, really, realistically, mm-hmm. how long is this going to take me? And put cushion time around it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't get frustrated because I'm not patient.
Yeah.
I'm an impatient person. And so if I tell myself I'm going to do something and I don't tell myself how long it's going to take, I'm going to be like, why isn't it done?
Yeah. And then you beat yourself up.
Yes. It's like, that's my fault because I didn't do it fast enough. But it's like, well, just give yourself realistic time so you don't get so frustrated with
yourself.
Beyonce
gave herself 4 months. Mm-hmm. You said to practice just the voice.
Yes, and then yeah. 4 more months to do it with choreo.
Yes.
Like,
that stuff is ingrained in her.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was like, no
break it down
wonder
if you
this
to.
Performance is so
Eight
seamless.
Months.
And the first time they went from the yellow costumes to the pink, and it was so seamless, I literally
Chills.
Gasped.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
I almost choked.
That's the work.
I was like, and they look exactly the same.
Yeah.
And just for one split moment, yeah. all that 8 months of work just for it to look good on,
yes.
on that one part.
Just literally
but that's
Coachella.
That's what it takes.
Yeah. Like two performances.
Two performances.
4 months for two
it
performances.
It was so
but
good.
But it was an ambitious, that was an ambitious, that was
seamless.
A show.
She was the first black woman to ever headline Coachella. She had to show us.
Oh
she
my
had.
God.
She said black women.
Yeah.
She was the first
she
black
said,
headliner.
She said,
period.
Ain't that a
Not
bitch.
Only that.
Ain't that about a bitch? That's what she said after mm-hmm. she said it on stage. And I was like, wow.
Then she sang the national anthem, the Negro.
Oh, yeah. Okay, also it for her so to be talking beautiful. About how she really wanted to go to HBCU, like that, that is something where I'm like, this is Beyonce speaking. And yes, I know she means a lot to black people,
mm-hmm.
but she has also gotten into the white mainstream. Like, white people love Beyonce.
This mm-hmm. is true.
Like, a lot of white people love Beyonce. So for her to be, like, telling these white people about HBCUs and, like, how, like, we need to protect it. Like, it's just, like, she was, I don't know. She has also, a bunch of eyes on her.
A
it's
lot of people didn't even understand mm-hmm. what that Coachella performance meant.
Exactly.
When I
went I'm
to,
like, what does this mean to y'all?
Because I was still in college, and yeah. I had a lot of white men mm-hmm. that were at my school talking about, yeah, what was she, like a cheerleader? And I was just
like you don't know. Ooh. So like, go
but
watch the
fact,
documentary.
Just the fact that Beyonce put it out in front of everybody.
Yes.
To have people questioning it, mm-hmm. you gotta appreciate her for
yeah.
that.
Yeah, and the Black Panther thing on for the Super Bowl, too. Like, she
I was
did
just
that.
About to say that.
She's mm-hmm.
That was
doing
the moment
it.
People started wanting to boycott Beyonce.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, it's too late. You've already given me all the power.
Malcolm X quote.
Mm-hmm.
The most, what is it? The most hated
woman in America.
Person
the most
in America.
Person in America is a black
woman.
Woman.
Do you hear me?
Oh my fucking God.
She said that at the NFL. Do you know how many black people work in the NFL? Probably like, I don't know. I'm not going to misquote. But girl, it's a lot of white people
yes.
signing them checks.
Yes. Yes.
And she came in there with the beret, the
with
Black
the Black Panthers. They were so mad at
Do
the
you hear
Super Bowl.
Me? She I had mean, the police turned around. They didn't even want to watch her.
I
was
mean,
just like.
I'm getting chills.
I mean,
me
just.
Too.
Like,
I'm popping
chills.
My neck like.
Like, she said, you can't stop me. All of you got me here. It's too damn
late. When Lemonade dropped, like that entire album, like I was like, oh, Beyonce is for black
people.
Yes.
Like she is for the people.
Her, oh my God.
I started crying. She had a Maya Angelou quote mm-hmm. in home at the end of Homecoming. I was sobbing. Mm. Like she is not only a lyricist and a singer and like genius and amazing, but she also like incorporates the words mm-hmm. of our people
yes.
into her music mm-hmm. and into her persona. Like, she
like you
isn't,
have to listen to it.
She is not, like, whitewashing anything.
No. Nope.
She is not whitewashing anything to be palatable for people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she is using Malcolm X mm-hmm. and Maya Angelou and Black Panther rhetoric.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like,
in her performances.
I think the reason why I brought it up, like, that white people were watching Homecoming, too, is because I listen to Beyonce and just, I never think about white people when I'm listening to Beyonce.
Me neither.
I don't
Especially
think about
Renaissance.
Right. Like, I'm just like, what are you, like, and I know that white people, like, I have white friends who went to the Renaissance tour, and I'm just like, you like this?
Mm-hmm.
And what is it doing for you? How is it, genuinely, how is it empowering you? I want to know, because I know how it's empowering me
mm-hmm.
as a black, queer, like, kind of gender fluid type of person.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm just interested. What you applying it to.
Especially with Homecoming. Like, they were stepping on that stage.
HBCU steps.
Yes. Stepping. Like, I've had white people be like, what's stepping? And I'm like, look at this.
They called them cheerleaders. I was like, where were the pom-poms?
Where are the pom-poms?
Where was the football team?
Cheerleaders?
What are you talking about? Don't ever in your life disrespect.
Stepping.
It's called stepping.
Cheerleaders?
I was like, what?
Have you seen a cheerleader do that?
Have you ever seen a cheerleader look like that? Be so for real.
There were no pom-poms.
There were no pom-poms.
There were none.
No.
There were.
It was black excellence.
Batons.
Yeah. There were batons.
There were batons.
There were drums.
It's called majoretting.
Mm-hmm.
That was a majorette.
That was a majorette.
Oh,
The amount of talent.
It's
on
a
the
lot
stage,
of culture.
Like,
so much swag.
Yes.
Like, I just can't even imagine being on stage next to Beyonce. Mm. Like,
yeah.
I can't.
Looking at the
that.
Individual faces, I'm like, this is a person who walks around the world saying, I am a dancer for Beyonce.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
They say, that's their occupation, and this is a real person.
Mm-hmm. It was just literally so.
I hope
and
they
then,
feel accomplished.
And I've seen her dancing with Solange.
Oh yeah,
many many times.
Right,
but when it came up, I was like,
yeah,
oh, yeah,
shrieked. We did it together. We did it together.
Because they're sisters.
Because
they're y'all
sisters.
Are sisters.
Oh my god, that
she
was
said,
so
please
cute.
Welcome Solange and just Solange mm-hmm. because of course it's just Solange.
It's just Solange. Solange.
It's just Solange. I love Solange.
I love her too. I want to know what happened in that elevator,
girl. Can we talk about the fact that Beyonce stood beside her sister?
Uh huh.
Period. I believe she left in the car with Solange after that.
Well, he did something.
Well, yes.
He done did something.
Amber would, that was, that's
I
totally
would claw
Amber.
Someone to death.
That's Amber.
I would too.
Yes.
I
yeah.
don't even have a sister, but I would.
Yeah. You said, mm-hmm.
I really would.
That's not my personality, but if you I really appreciate that you would do it for me.
Oh.
I would like, cuss somebody out. I would cuss somebody.
Solange is throwing hands.
I don't
she's
even have
hands.
Nails. Like I would, but like if it was a specific situation, and the circumstances asked me to claw someone,
Solange was ready.
I would.
She was really.
Please
ready.
Do not try her sister.
I don't know what happened in there.
We can probably imagine.
We can imagine.
I
it
know.
Was something off of the Lemonade album mm-hmm. that happened.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. it happened like a couple years before
right
Lemonade.
Yeah, it was like 2014, right when we were graduating high school, Amanda.
Mm-hmm.
And I just was like, oh my God, what is happening?
Mm-hmm.
I was so invested.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Beyonce knew we were invested. That's why she dropped that Feeling Myself remix.
Okay.
Here's another.
Of course, sometimes shit go down and it's $1 billion on the elevator.
Speaking of Feeling Myself and when we graduated high school, where were you when that digital dropped?
I was in Knoxville, Tennessee, on my cousin's couch.
Okay.
Because he was graduating from UT Knox Friday. I'm in
Friday
the
13th?
Friday the
13th.
She's so crazy.
2013.
Midnight.
Oh,
midnight.
Oh, my God.
So we were already up celebrating for him, and we were all in his apartment. We were, like, looking at the phone.
Oh, my God.
And my cousin looks at me, and they go, Beyonce just dropped an album.
No.
What do you
what
mean?
What do you mean she dropped an album
like,
with no promotion?
Where? What was the last album, too? It was
4 in 2011.
Like, that's
so
crazy.
So it was over 2 years.
Yes.
Over 2.5 years.
No one
years.
Knew it was coming.
With all visuals?
Thank you.
Like, you,
what?
14 songs, 17 videos.
This is what you've been doing in behind closed doors. Like,
that's what you come up
nobody
with.
Nobody
you have
knew.
All this?
And no one knew. No one knew. There were no leaks.
That's how
no
you
one
feel?
Knew.
Beyonce.
Ooh, that was
then
a
she
strong
just said,
NDA.
On Instagram, she said, surprise.
Mm-hmm.
I had an attitude with her.
The way that you
because
move around.
Why did you gag me like that?
Surprise.
It was literally the middle of exam week.
Oh my God. I don't
our
even remember
senior
that.
Senior year. Like, because.
I don't even remember that.
Because I was on Tumblr.
Like,
I was
that?
On Tumblr and I saw like some new Beyonce music video. I said, where is this from? What is this? Why am I seeing multiple videos? It looks like there's multiple looks, multiple
that
songs.
I missed.
Where's it? And I went on iTunes and there it was. And I immediately bought it.
You just buy it.
I just bought it.
Right. Like said Beyonce, she knew what she was doing.
Yeah.
I just bought it.
No face, just Beyonce
all
and pink letters.
All the music videos
Beyonce
I bought.
Beyonce had not fed us like that since B-Day.
Yeah.
She did an anthology album with B-Day. That's why, back to our conversation before we started recording. I was on Twitter and someone said, out of all of her 7 or 8 albums, because it's including Black is King, which are your top 3 and why? Mm. I think B-Day, because with B-Day, she dropped, first of all, the songs on that album are so iconic.
Yeah,
they are.
They are.
I'm sorry.
They're timeless.
They're timeless. Yes. Yes. That's the word. They are timeless. And she also did a video for each one of those. Not a lot of people know that, but she did.
There is a video for
There was an anthology.
Yeah.
I had the album and the DVD. It had a song for every single video on that album, as well as all of her live performances.
A DVD?
Girl, when I tell you I was a Beyonce fan.
Yes.
I had the B-Day anthology. That's how, the only reason why I know that word is because it's like...
the Beyonce? Oh,
anthology.
This is an anthology.
And then the second one is Beyonce self-titled.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because it was digital version of B-Day.
Uh-huh.
But nobody knew it was coming.
Uh-huh.
B-Day, she did that album in like 2 weeks, but people still knew about it because she was also promoting Dreamgirls. Please don't ask me how I know all of this.
I love it.
No,
but
Fangirl Central.
You never ask when a fangirl is speaking about her number one topic, you never ask her how she knows or if it's valid.
Because
You were there.
This is fact.
I had the DVD player in my bedroom. I was like, in my bed, like, I'm sat. I'm watching this every day.
I remember.
I'm going to the thrift store and finding
it. You would know every single dance, like, literally the day after the music video dropped.
Yes.
And you would be doing it in the hallways.
I was
and in
mad.
Dance practice.
Let me put this on record. I was mad that knew Single Ladies before I did.
Oh, my God.
I was pissed. I said, this can't be true.
Oh.
Am I really a fan?
I know.
I was
the
not
feeling.
Why do you know that?
Oh, my God. No, that's
this
real.
This part. I was like, girl, why do you know that? She done it so fast in the video. Like, how did you learn it?
How did you learn it?
Oh, I remember y'all doing it in the dance.
I was
and
like,
I remember.
Teach me.
No, I remember
oh my God.
This
so
kind
jealous.
Of conversation because I was like, oh, Amber has loved Beyonce since I've known Amber.
Yes.
And she knows all the dances. I was watching, like, this is tense.
We need
this is history.
I was like, I don't know this dance and this girl is doing this dance. I'm not a real fan.
I need to
it
step
was
up.
That serious. Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's like fangirl
imposter syndrome. Yeah.
Imposter syndrome.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fangirl rage.
Only Beyonce stands can make me feel that way.
Yeah.
Like, how dare you have a better outfit than me at this concert? Why do you look so good?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't try and impress mother over me.
I don't. No, please. I'm here. You don't understand. I am a Beyonce fan. I am. Yes.
Look at
I'm
how much
fan.
I am her fan too.
I love her.
Yes. Like, oh my God, that's so real.
I literally was embarrassed in 5th grade because everybody had like their lockers decorated in just such a cutesy way. Mine was literally just when she had albums and you had the album book, took those pictures out of the Dangerously in Love album and put it on my locker.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And she really, that was the first time I really questioned my sexuality. Mm. I'm going to say that.
Okay, it's 5th grade.
Sorry, Mom, but oh well. I didn't know what else to put in my locker.
What?
Yeah.
I just wanted to see her.
Mm. Okay.
I don't know. I didn't even know why. My aunt had to tell me years later, it's because she's
pretty.
But I'm just like, but I just can't stop looking at her.
She got an addicting face.
I'm sorry,
I don't
want to
stop looking
does.
At her. There were times, okay. Have you ever tried to radicalize yourself and stop liking your fave?
Yes.
Because I did.
Yes.
I tried to, I Speak like Beyonce. This. I like Rihanna.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I love Rihanna. Mm-hmm. And there are times where I'm like, let me just, instead of watching all of Beyonce's live performances on YouTube, let me look up Rihanna. Like, let me try another artist. And I would always, I'd just be like,
But
I'd be like scritching. I'd be like,
back to
gotta
you.
See that Crazy in Love 2005 performance.
Yes.
I have to.
Yes, I have to. That's real. Like, because I've tried to get like back in the day in like 2014, I was like, stop listening to One Direction.
Stop.
Play something else.
Anything else.
And it's like, okay, I did it for 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. And you try.
Amber, I feel that. Mm-hmm. I try. Amanda and Amber,
you
I literally
go back to it.
I you can't. There's nothing
always
like
came
it.
Back.
If you've I tasted, love it. If you have tasted perfection, what How could you go
you
back?
You know that you like, you know.
I've tried to clear her from my explore page.
Okay. Okay.
It just won't work.
I mean,
because I see one picture and I'm like, let me just click on it.
Yeah.
Let me just zoom in.
And you know what?
Real
it's
quick.
Nice. So let's like it too.
Let me like it and comment.
Yeah. Keep on giving it back. Yeah.
Bookmark it.
Saved.
Send it.
Post it to story.
The algorithm knows that you like this.
Yeah. Beyonce is never leaving my algorithm. She is my algorithm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that, you could have a worse algorithm.
I did successfully scrub one of my obsessions.
Which one?
Tom Holland.
Oh,
I said,
that was
get
dedicated.
Off my explore page. And I kept on saying, do not like this. Not interested. Not interested.
I promise.
And then he finally left. And I was like, okay, I know peace again.
Mm-hmm. I don't think Beyonce is ever going to leave.
She doesn't need to.
Because
that was
even
a different
TikTok
situation
knows.
For me.
No, because I don't think Beyonce's a toxic obsession either.
No.
Like,
Tom
I
was
know.
Crazy. That
I,
was crazy
did you
one
see,
for me.
Did you watch
Swarm?
Swarm.
Yes.
What did you think about it?
I loved
okay.
that show. Mm. And I understand that show. Mm. I understand wanting to get on stage with your fan,
mm-hmm.
you're with your fave. Mm. I don't want to say what else she did,
enough
but I understand
kill.
It.
Yeah.
See, because
yeah.
I didn't want to say that. But because I'm like, don't come for me.
Like,
but
not
the force
going
is
to do that.
I'm not going to do
I'm
it.
Not,
I would
no.
literally
I
never do
never
that.
Never do that.
I don't know why anybody would ever do that. Don't do that. But do I understand?
Yes.
Like, I mean, I understand. Yes, I know. I understand the impetus behind it because it is like the dangers of, you know, having mental health problems, like mental illness.
Yeah, I'm so sorry for laughing.
Literally combined with extreme fandom.
Yes.
Like extreme fandom as a young person is so
that intense.
It is that intense, and it is really hard to come out of. Like, even if you're trying to snap yourself out of, you can't snap yourself out
because
of it until you're ready to do that.
You don't know your emotions. Like, you are staring at the thing, and you're just like, now why is it making me so happy?
That is, I'm so glad that we're able to talk about this because I really, really had that like question. I just didn't understand.
What is it?
Yeah.
What is it about you?
Who is she?
What is it about your? When I know I keep saying it, but my aunt was like, "She is pretty, Amber." Like, it's just no. I'm like, okay, maybe
Is
that it though?
Like, is it that
something
simple?
Else?
Magnetic. I mean, obviously, many people feel the same way. Like,
yeah.
So that's number one validation.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's like literally thousands, millions of people are in the Beehive.
But then when you say like you can't force yourself out of it, I remember that same year in fifth grade, I took it down because I was embarrassed.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, we're from the South and
why is there a girl in my locker?
Why is there a girl in my locker? And then it wasn't a white girl. It was a black girl.
I hate that.
And then I just felt like I had to explain like, well, I just really like her music, and it still felt like it wasn't good enough. Like, it wasn't a white man with, like, shirtless.
It wasn't Taylor Swift either.
I didn't want it to be that, though.
Yeah.
No.
I just wanted Beyonce.
Yeah.
And I didn't know how to be like,
she's your idol. Like, I, like,
now
you admire
I would just
her.
Be like, this is such a safe space. Like, I have to thank you. It really
is. Oh, I'm so happy.
Because, like, 10-year-old me, like, I didn't understand why, and I used to beat myself up for why.
Mm. Yeah.
But now I just, like, I'm married now, and my husband just understands.
Yes.
Don't ask him how many times I played the Renaissance album. He knows that album.
Bless him.
By
heart. Probably loves it, too. Does he love it, too?
He loves it, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's also
he
part of the
taste.
Reason why I married him.
Exactly.
Yes. He played my favorite Beyonce song. Like, my favorite Beyonce love song. I have several favorites, but he knew the one to play when he proposed to me. It was Rather Die Young by Beyonce. And I'm not even kidding, but I tell a lot of people, like, that is part of the reason why I said yes. I'm not kidding.
I know.
Not only had we been together for 4.5 years at that point, but it was the fact that he knew me enough to, like, incorporate
that. To make that moment for you.
Well, because it meant a lot. It wasn't like, oh, my God, you're so funny. It was like, I'm crying.
No, literally.
I'm literally crying.
That's the point. Okay, this is why, like, because you can have a lot of different fandoms. You can be obsessed with a lot of different things, like actors, singers,
Sims.
Music, like
Sims.
Games,
I mean,
movies,
please.
TV, books. But like, there's something about music, and like, when you are obsessed with a singer, it's like their voice and their emotions are in your ears, and thus in your soul.
Yes,
like music can trigger sense memories that nothing else can do.
Yes.
Like, it's an art form that like. Like, obviously, there's so many different art forms. We have our different like things that we're all obsessed with. All right. of obviously you are a singer, musician, and like that is your bread and butter.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like mine, I'm obsessed with movies, like that hits my soul. Mm-hmm. But like when I sit down and I really listen to music and I'm not doing anything else and I'm not thinking about anything else and you just open up your heart to them.
It's meditative because also when you're singing, like it's meditative thing because you're mm-hmm. holding the notes, you're singing, it's breath work, like it's a form of meditation.
Yeah.
For just to listen to it and to sing it. I'm yeah. sure.
It's a form of healing too.
Literally. Yes.
There's a nerve, I think it's called the vagus nerve, that if you hit a certain part, a position in your throat where your voice is coming out and you are in that vagus nerve or something like that. Mm-hmm. You literally will start feeling senses of healing and release and things like that.
We went to a sound bath a few weeks ago and it literally triggered chills up and down my body. Like at one point,
please send me that info.
Okay. Yeah. I definitely will because it was at Joy Ofodu's, who I went to college with. She has this podcast.
She was a visitor, right? On this one?
That was Joy Sunday.
Okay.
I have two friends named Joy. I went to USC with both of them. They are both talented actresses. And they do different things.
Yes.
But Joy Ofodu has a podcast called Dating Unsettled. And we went to her like little experience. And there was a sound bath where like we wrote down manifestations.
Ooh.
And this woman sang our manifestations. Yes. Like improvised, sang our manifestations.
And affirmations.
And did a sound bath with us. And I'm not kidding. Mm. When she sang my affirmations all in a row, my eyes were closed and I had a feeling that I felt more euphoria than I ever have, even during an orgasm.
Oh my God.
Like it was so intense.
I really would love to experience
it. It was so
that.
Intense. And I'm gonna look up this woman and shout her out on
screen.
Something on screen and in it'll be in the description, but it was literally
it was very soothing.
What
I started crying at one that was not my affirmation, but I was like, oh,
that's a word.
I relate to that one.
Say that.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It is valid to love Beyonce this much. Like, I remember that same year in fifth grade, I created a message board for our entire grade, and I posted, how cute is Zac Efron? And everyone except you said, he's so ugly, Amanda. Like, I can't believe you would like him. And then you commented, I think he's pretty cute.
You remember
this? I remember this.
I was not lying. He is pretty cute.
He's pretty cute.
He is pretty cute.
You're right. You got a point there.
And I was like, oh.
That's so cute.
I was so embarrassed.
That is so cute.
And I was so upset that
of course you remember that. I hate that our memories don't let us let go of that stuff. But I'm glad
that you came in and said that.
But you were always there with Twilight. you were like, I'm sorry, like, if this is weird to y'all, but it's Twilight. Like, do you see what I'm seeing?
To this day.
Oh, my God. Like, it's Twilight season. Speaking of, happy November.
Oh, my God. Literally happy November.
I remember going to the movies.
You were writing. You were writing for
what team?
Twilight before anyone else. Literally, I think, in
really?
Our grade. Yes.
Really?
Because you had read the books.
I was going to say, Amanda had already read the books, and I felt like that was, like, a way for us to converse. Like,
yes.
We could talk about Twilight together.
Yes.
And I remember, I think me and went to the movies with a boy from I'm not going to say his name.
Oh, my goodness.
That's
oh my
really God. Embarrassing. But my mom thought that I was trying to, like, go on a date with him. So, like, she came to the movies and sat right behind us.
Oh, Lord.
And his dad walked in, too.
No.
And she was like, I got them. I'm going to watch them. Don't worry about it.
Oh,
I was
God.
So embarrassed.
Have you heard the Calzone story?
No.
Okay. It was all these seniors and then us at this table, like, at a pizza place downtown. And we, like, took pictures by the river. And then we went to the pizza place and we sat down. He didn't say one word to me.
He probably was so nervous.
Yeah.
No, he was.
Oh,
I'm
wearing
sorry.
A white dress.
But I was, like, also very, very nervous.
He was freshman year.
And so we were sitting at this table with seniors. They're, like, laughing. They're not paying attention to us taking our order. So the waiter takes our order. Basically everyone at the table gets a cheese pizza except... says he wants a calzone. I didn't even know what a calzone was.
Yeah. What is that?
It's like, literally like a deep dish type situation. Like
a deep dish
thick.
Pizza?
Like it's a thick pizza. Yeah.
Why did he order that?
Look.
It's big.
Did he like it?
I heard him order it. Just remember this.
Okay.
Part of the story. I heard him order it. The waiter comes out and he goes, calzone? Silence.
He didn't say
it. He didn't say it was him. His cousin is like... anybody get a calzone? Did anybody get a calzone? No, we didn't order one over here. Mind you, we're the only people in the restaurant. And so cheese pizza. Everyone gets a cheese pizza.
Except him.
He takes a cheese pizza. He says me. Everyone's got a cheese pizza. One of the seniors doesn't have their food. And it's like, hey, we're missing a cheese pizza. It's a different waiter. So they're like, oh, okay, let me go check with the kitchen. We go back. And then our original waiter comes over and says, he got a calzone. This guy got a calzone. I heard you order
do?
It. And everyone was like, did you get a calzone? And he's like, shaking his head.
Wow.
Silence, shaking his head. And I am the only one that could be like, he's
he
lying.
Did get a calzone.
But I didn't say
he didn't
anything.
Say anything.
And they're like, and his cousin's like, I really appreciate it if you wouldn't like accuse him of lying. Like, can we get a manager over here? She's like, the waiter's like, fuck, fine. Goes back to the kitchen.
It's crazy, honestly.
And literally, like we can see and hear her arguing with the manager, being like, he did get a calzone. He got a calzone. I heard him. Oh, whatever. We'll get him a cheese pizza. And so, literally, they just gave the person a cheese pizza and like. The calzone went to the dogs, I guess. Like,
that waiter was,
I was
like, I'm not crazy.
It was not a good first impression for, I was like, and I'm supposed to be going to the prom with him?
Yeah, oh,
for the rest
Lord.
Of the night?
I wonder if he was just like, I can't have a calzone when everyone else has a cheese pizza.
He probably was just embarrassed that everyone got a cheese pizza and
yeah.
he got a calzone.
Yeah.
But it's like,
oh. That is so funny.
It was so
odd. It's just such an interesting
That's actually
story.
Like a scene.
Yes, I can't believe
like
I never
SNL
told
sketch.
You the calzone story.
Now I know. Because you said calzone, I was thinking.
Oh.
But we can bleep that out too.
I remember that
We
face.
Have trauma from Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't we ever do a Beyonce song on the dance team?
You never did?
Did you suggest?
I can name a few reasons why.
Okay.
I mean.
I think we all know.
We did Black and Yellow.
Yeah.
With Khalifa.
Yeah, we did.
What
that.
Else did we do?
We did a Rihanna
boom,
song.
Boom Boom Pow.
You
we did
boom,
Will
boom,
I
pow.
Am.
We did Rihanna. We did.
Which Rihanna?
Where are the. Oh.
Where have you been all my life?
No, it was something else. It was like.
That's the one that has the.
It is. But it
was
some other like.
It wasn't Only Girl in the World. That's not a dancing song, is it?
It wasn't that one.
You know what? I only did dance team freshman year, though. Did you do it all the years?
Oh, yeah. I did it freshman, sophomore,
yeah.
and junior,
and
but they got so mad at me for quitting my after junior year because I didn't do it senior year because I was like, well, you're not going to let me be in the play. Like, I did Into the Woods.
Oh, yeah.
And I had to do Into the Woods and dance team, and they were so mad at me that I wanted to do Into the Woods at the same time that I was like, fine, then I'll just do musical theater my senior year.
Yeah.
You can fuck off. I don't want to do this. I hate it, actually.
Yeah.
I hate being on this dance team. Mm. And y'all are annoying. They sat me down alone, those two. I'll bleep their names. sat me down and were like, now, are you sure you don't want to do it senior year? It would look really good all 4 years, and it's not going to look good on your college resume to have just 3 years.
USC was perfectly fine.
And I said, I was like,
it doesn't look bad.
I have had straight A's my entire life, and I'm one of the top six students in our class.
Period.
I think I'll be fine. No, I was
she
just like,
have.
No, I smiled and I was like, no, I'm sure. I'm sure. Yep. No, I'm sure. It's
thank
okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm. Bye.
Thank you.
And then y'all ran into the woods together.
Yes.
Yes, that was so much fun.
That was fun. Mm-hmm. It really was.
That was fun to watch. I liked
loved that.
That.
I cried on stage.
And it was technically like next week was our opening week because it was my mom's birthday weekend.
Mm,
and I God. We had a show on her birthday.
Yeah, it was like, wait, is her birthday November 9th?
10th.
10th. Oh. Okay. Yeah.
It was like 8, 9, 10.
My,
I remember my voice went out.
Oh my God.
Oh.
And I slept for like 15 hours after that weekend because I was so tired.
Oh my God.
But every time I see Into the Woods, I always have good feelings. Like I saw the movie
that.
And people were shitting on it. And yeah. I was like,
but it's Into the Woods.
It's Into the Woods. What else do you want?
The music is good. That song, The Children Will Listen, that gets me to cry as well.
I was crying.
Yeah.
I was crying in the finale when they started singing Children Will Listen. And then when you come back on stage, then I would start sobbing. I had to disassociate. I was like, I'm not listening to the words.
Oh, yeah. It was really, yeah.
It's beautiful.
Good. It's a
Stephen Sondheim is fucking amazing. Mm. That and Sweeney Todd.
Oh.
R.I.P. Literally, like, the way that music, I mean, this is now I'm speaking as a film person. Like,
yeah.
My favorite movies include music. Like, mm-hmm. the Disney Channel original musicals and, like, just movie musicals in general. And anything that has, like, because if a character is singing their emotions, I'm like, oh, I'm locked in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I understand what they mean.
Okay, yes. And you know what? It's either you like musicals or you don't. And I think it really does have a lot to do with some people. When people start singing,
mm-hmm.
they stop paying attention to the plot.
Exactly.
And so mm-hmm. They can't keep up with the movie because mm-hmm. they are not listening to the song.
Right.
The whole, all the answers are in the song lyrics.
They are.
Listen.
And you just have
you
to listen.
You gotta be patient.
Children yes.
will listen.
Mm-hmm.
Listen.
Because,
to the song.
Oh.
Okay.
We were like, sing.
Speaking of musicals, Dreamgirls.
Ooh.
Do you remember when you saw it for the first time?
Yes, it was on Christmas.
Oh, it's a
2006.
Christmas movie. Okay.
Ooh.
And I love Beyonce. Love her down,
obviously.
Yes.
But Jennifer Hudson won that for me.
Yeah.
In the theater, and I thought her winning the Oscar was correct.
Yeah.
I do. Because Beyonce is just so big of a star, sometimes it's hard for me to separate her from herself.
Mm.
And I don't think that has anything to do with her talent as an actress. I think it just has everything to do with how amazing she is as just
yes.
an entertainer in her own right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So her being Dina was the best thing I think she could have done. Same with like Cadillac Records, her being like a musician really did a good thing for her because it was almost like Destiny's Child, you know, but
yeah.
in a different way,
yeah.
like in the 60s, kind of set in the 60s. So I felt like I was able to believe her.
Mm-hmm.
But Jennifer Hudson, she also had just like gone through so much.
Yeah.
That, you know, like with her like family and everything. I don't know if that was before.
I can't wait.
Dream Girls.
What are we talking? What are we referring to?
Do you remember when her family like got murdered? Did you know that?
No.
Jennifer Hudson.
I didn't know that.
Her mother died, like her brother and like. Like, it was, like, her sister's boyfriend or something. Like, the whole family.
What?
Like, everybody but her son.
Jesus.
I never knew that.
It was, like, intense.
No. It could have been.
I feel like it might be. I mean, no, you might be right. And also, like, when I feel like people were just being rude to her in general in the media at that time. Like,
she came from American Idol with the most famous fat shamer to singers, Simon Cowell. And
yeah.
he always had something to say about
okay,
her.
Okay, well, never mind. That was 2 years after. But
okay.
it was her
that's
mother,
still, that's horrifying.
Her brother, and her nephew.
Oh, my God.
And he was 7 years old. And 3 days later, they finally found his body. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
I don't know why I'm mixing that up, but I knew I loved her off of American Idol.
Yes. Yeah.
And so I just was amazed that her acting talent
yeah.
was up to par with her voice.
Mm. Yeah.
And I feel like she really touched me on the I Am Telling You.
Ugh.
The whole theater. I'm pretty sure we were at, like, Malco. on Poplar.
Definitely. Yeah. So, Paradiso?
Yeah.
Girl. The Paradiso.
The things that happened in that Paradiso.
I know. Girl. And in the parking lot.
That ice cream shop.
Oh. Ben and Jerry's.
Yep.
And then McAllister's, the whole thing. You go, boop, boop, boop.
I miss McAllister.
Me too.
We could, back to when we couldn't drive at all.
Yeah, it was just a night in the movie theater parking lot.
No, but I think that Jennifer Hudson was way underrated at the time.
She was.
People were only talking about Beyonce leading up to the movie, I feel like.
They were.
But you're right, like, it's hard for big stars to melt into a role. Yes. Like,
and that was also the time where I was like, Beyonce doesn't necessarily, she wasn't the best
actress,
singer.
Oh.
Either.
Oh.
Just in the type of style they were doing.
Mm.
Like Jennifer Hudson just kind of ate her up because it was very churchy.
Yeah.
And it was very, I think that helped her. Beyonce was definitely, like, even in B-Day, she was, like, not screaming, but she was singing high a lot. Because I feel like she got inspired by Jennifer Hudson and everything that her character couldn't do in the show. Like, Listen was her big vocal moment, but she actually had to pull back her voice. And so she, on B-Day, which is one of my top albums, so it's nothing against her.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that I feel like they had two different voices, and I was able to appreciate someone other than Beyonce authentically. But I still was like, that was also, the B-Day tour was the first tour I ever went to.
Oh.
I still very much love
that. Was your first, that's concert, your first concert ever?
My first concert ever.
Nice.
That's a stamp.
That's a
in history.
Good one. I was going to ask you if you'd ever seen her live before Renaissance.
Yes. And that was my last time. I was 11. My mom told me I couldn't go. And then she drove me by the FedEx Forum. I said, why would you pull me over here if you know I can't go inside? Like, that's rude.
Uh-huh.
She said, well, we got you tickets. They got me on video.
Oh my God.
I was like in the back seat because I was just like, why would I get in like near you? Like,
yeah, don't, like, I'm mad.
Like, I'm mad. And you got me driving around here. Girl, I screamed.
Oh my God.
I cried.
Oh my God.
I love fangirl surprises.
And then that's the same musicians that did that concert 10 years later. I got to perform with them at Berklee. So that's when I was learning all that inside info.
Okay.
And the trumpet player that told me all of that was on this tour. And she was the one that was pregnant. Crystal.
Oh, my
God. Shout out to Crystal if she just so happens to hear this.
This is such
a, oh my God.
It was a such very full circle moment for me.
That's so intense.
I can't wait
till
you meet
because
Beyonce.
I have a, oh my God.
I can't wait.
I haven't met her, but when I did sing at the Wearable Art Gala in 2019, my Uber was coming, and Beyonce is that black chair, and I'm standing right here. But her security was like, you cannot walk by her.
What?
And I was like, but my Uber is lit. I'm not lying. It's right there. They were like, okay.
Do you know this is Beyonce?
I was scared to even pull out my phone. I didn't want to take a picture. I was like,
you just
okay.
sat.
She
in
was
her
she was rehearsing for the Super Bowl at the underground football stadium that USC has, and people saw her on campus. And I was the maddest I've ever been.
Oh my God!
People saw Beyonce on campus.
I just have to laugh because I'm jealous.
Yeah,
and wow. I said, and it's like it's like when somebody says that, and you're like, shut up.
Yeah,
that's me. And you're like, what the.
I don't
do want to
hear. No,
that didn't happen.
It's
to
like
me?
Literally,
no,
literally,
because nobody knew that she was going to do the Super Bowl, right? This is 2016.
No, yes. So it was like
that's history.
So Beyonce's doing the Super Bowl. Well, here she's in the underground Super Bowl stadium that we have on campus, and we saw her.
You guys have an underground,
yeah,
Super
what is
Bowl
that?
Stadium?
It's just a football stadium. I was getting carried away,
but
no, but
that
is still
crazy.
They have one for them to rehearse.
Yeah, practice.
They have one for the footballers to rehearse to practice.
So that's
when
it's
too hot outside.
Oh,
and they
that's
pump
nice.
Money into the USC sports.
I mean,
they do.
Yeah.
They pump so much.
They say
money
SC
into
out
it.
Here.
Oh yeah,
right.
SC.
I mean, yeah. You can say SC.
SC.
Am I qualified?
Fight on.
I wish
SC going down to SC.
Stuff like that, but we got Beyonce's band, so I can't really complain.
I mean, yeah, like it's just this
we get the band, we don't get the artist.
Yeah, and San Diego State gets the arena.
I want to say
that's it.
Like, the final thing I want to touch on is that like Beyonce is like icon status, and I think like universally beloved. But at the beginning of her career, like we were saying in the beginning, a lot of like older black people did not like her. They would say, like, she's too fast, she's too much, she don't have to do all that, she thinks she all that. And, like, she thought, people thought she was too risque, like, with what she was wearing and, like, her dance moves. And I'm, and, like, still, I feel like, it's like, what about her makes Gen X black people so mad? Like, and
her
older.
Confidence.
Like, literally.
I think, I think that's all it is. I think it's her embracing something that they have been shamed.
Shamed.
Yes. Into hiding.
Right.
And I think that's what's so important about the Church Girl track.
I fucking love that
girl,
song.
When I tell you, I repeated that song so many times, and I would be like on my runs and just like crying.
Yeah.
Just like feeling a release, because I'm a pastor's kid. So that line when she's like, nobody can judge me. I had people at my dad's church tell me that I would have a child at 16. They would like
that is
literally
not
speak that over me to my face and say, you'll be pregnant by the time you're 16. You won't amount to anything. You won't
That is not
Why? I don't know.
Sexualizing, is, like the over sexualizing of black girls.
That is not
girls. Children.
Okay. Girls.
Yes.
Like children.
Children. So in, that's
in the black church. Like
in
the black community and in southern like black churches.
Beyonce came from the black church.
Yes. Right.
She was a singer in the black church, just like Whitney Houston and Aretha Franklin. And she just was a little bit more modern.
Yeah.
And she took advantage of the times that she was in and really, I don't know, she just ran with it.
Yeah.
And I feel like also what she did was set the standard too.
Yeah.
She broke boundaries. She set the standard. And that's what I love about her always. And she always knew that that's what she was doing.
Yeah.
She's extremely intentional.
Crazy. It's the confidence.
Crazy. That she knew, she knew that that's what she was doing. And she knew that sometimes what she was doing was ahead of its time and that people weren't ready for it
but
yet.
But she wanted
and
to do it.
As far as like Chloe and Halle, I watched their interviews about Beyonce, and when they dropped Ungodly Hour, or even the album before that, they were talking about how they, because people are always like, what does Beyonce tell you? What does Beyonce tell you?
Right.
And they're like, well, she just tells us, you know, don't wait for people to catch up. Just stay on your own path and release it. And if they don't understand it, don't wait on them to catch up. Keep moving.
That's
Keep creating.
And just, okay, they don't get it. It's over their head. They'll get it later. But you can't wait on them to catch up.
Because I think she's always, obviously she's always been a star, and like Destiny's Child was huge, but it did take a while for like, and she's always had a huge fandom. But I think that it spiked once with Single Ladies.
Oh,
when Single Ladies video dropped, like I was like, because I was never like a Beyonce super fan, but I would be sat for the big moments. And when I bought the Single Ladies video before I had finished watching it.
Oh my God.
On iTunes.
Wow.
I was like, and it was because I was gay. But like, I was like, there's something about women dancing.
Something about this.
There's
leotard.
Something about Beyonce dancing like this.
Like three women.
Like, and I was like, the choreography, I didn't even want to learn it. I just had to see it.
Yeah.
I just had to watch. I had to have access to it on my iPod whenever I wanted.
Whenever.
And then when Beyonce self-titled came out, I was having this like sexuality, like coming into my own sexuality, like with those songs, like with Blow and like all Partition, like all, I didn't have anybody. I didn't have a boyfriend until college, but I was listening and I was like, and I was saying, I agree. I was saying, I agree. I'm a virgin and I agree. Like literally straight up. I just think like she, for our generation, represents like self-empowerment in a way that like I just haven't seen anyone else of our, of the artists of our generation do. She's like so on the forefront of it.
Yeah.
It was, and now with Renaissance, it's like.
She's done it again.
She's done it again.
Yeah. Like this.
And
like,
she's made queer people and gay people feel comfortable to go out of the house.
Yeah.
And be. Not hiding.
Yes.
Right.
And
I saw
around
so
like that,
many people just free at the concert. And it wasn't any like, ooh, they doing too much. Ooh, what they doing? Like something that you would experience in like a church or something.
Right.
Like,
black queer
people. Black.
It's
blackness.
And it's because the lyrics are affirming to that identity.
Yes.
Like whatever your identity is.
Yes.
Like there's no way. You look foolish shaming someone at a Beyonce concert.
You look foolish. Like, period. Shaming
literally
anybody. But especially there.
Yeah.
It was just such a safe space and I felt free.
And when I was, and like you see the crowd at in Homecoming because it's like she's always had a huge queer audience. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like always. Like our
but
cousin,
now she's speaking to
now
them.
She's yes. speaking to them and yes. shedding nobody light
else.
On them.
She's like, no.
Yeah.
She's putting the spotlight yeah. right on them.
And even the dancers.
They're all the front on the front row. Of a Beyonce concert.
Oh, yeah.
It's
doing all
it's
the dance
queer
moves.
People. Yeah. It's queer people and women there. Yeah. That's yes. who it. That's who it is front row at her concert. It's yes. always been that way. And I feel like
that's
people,
her stan. Yeah. The people who run her stan accounts that I follow mm-hmm. are queer.
Right.
Well, fandom is queer.
Fandom is queer.
Like, fandom, like, is for the people that are queer. And whatever queer means is, like, outside of the norm. It's like mm-hmm. queering the norm. It's like you go to that place because you're not being accepted in your day-to-day life.
Right.
Like you're going to, you're following these stan accounts because you didn't feel comfortable putting Beyonce up in your locker.
I took it down.
Like, right.
it was my locker.
She's a superstar.
Yeah, exactly.
Girl, what?
She's
like, I wish
a superstar.
I could go back and hug me.
Also, oh, like, if somebody had had Hannah Montana up in their locker, I didn't, but if I had, like, people wouldn't
nobody
have
was
looked bad twice. Night.
Yeah. It was really the fact that she was a black woman.
Yeah.
It wasn't just the woman. It was always, like, I felt shame because, like, I like another black woman.
And yeah. that's crazy and, like, because she's literally a superstar. Mm-hmm. And
she was back then.
And she was back then, but people in our grade, I feel like, didn't know anything about Beyonce.
They yeah. made
like,
fun
they
of me.
Didn't know any songs. It's
I
like,
felt so shame.
Yeah, well, like, what, they were just kind of like, this,
this
isn't
is Beyonce.
What we're talking about.
They didn't understand. But no. now they have their...
Now I'm just like, how does it apply to you? I just want to know, genuinely. I'm just curious.
I think they have their stand, their queen in Taylor Swift now, and oh. maybe they're starting to understand.
Maybe. I think that...
I think I hate that Taylor Swift was compared to Beyonce this year.
All year. I hate it.
Yes. I think I hate that.
Yeah, I hate it, and I don't hate it in the white woman way of, like, don't pit women against each other. We're all friends. I hate it in the way that there's no comparison. You can't compare Beyonce to anybody, but and certainly not Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. She doesn't compare. Like, Taylor Swift doesn't compare.
She
I'm
doesn't.
Sorry.
No,
she doesn't. And I recognize how important she is
she
as a nostalgic, impactful star to people, and I get it. But it's like whenever people complain about people like being mean about Taylor Swift, it's like, well, you're misogynistic. And it's like you just learned what it feels like to be marginalized because you're a Taylor Swift fan. Mm. And I don't want to talk about it anymore.
I know, we don't have to. I didn't mean to bring her
that's
up.
That.
No, but it is like
you kind of yeah, because Beyonce went to her her movie premiere.
She did,
which was very
and
big
she
of her.
Shut the stands up.
Yeah. That was very big of her.
That was a really... I thought it was AI when I saw that photo.
I know. I was like, Beyonce was at the Grove?
Beyonce went outside.
Beyonce was at the Grove. Like, that's what I was... I said Beyonce went to the Grove?
That's so weird. Like, AMC? That was my first thought. Because
at the
other
Grove?
People were at the Grove, and so they saw Beyonce there?
Beyonce was at the Grove? That's hilarious.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
I was just like, Beyonce's outside?
Yeah.
Literally.
This is real?
Wait, one time Beyonce was at Moonlight Roller Rink.
She
no,
was.
That's literally
that's
5
weird.
Minutes away
and
from where I live.
And I went there. And when I was like, Beyonce was here.
Yes. It's like, what was she doing
there? Is that where they filmed the Blow music video?
It could have been.
I feel like it is.
I think so.
I love that music video so, so much. Mm. I'm going to go home and watch
self-titled
again.
I think I'll do the same.
I think I
will. All the way through and then maybe Lemonade next.
And the B-Day. We'll start with the B-Day anthology. I'm going to go and watch every season. I think I've seen all the music videos, but I'm going to go and
it's
watch it in order.
It's like Deja Vu, Sugar Mama, Freakum Dress,
okay.
Get Me Bodied.
Get Me Bodied has a long video, but it's worth it.
I love that one.
What else has it?
Countdown. I also love the Freakum Dress
No,
video.
that's album 4.
Oh.
There's like, Listen is one, but you know.
Mm-hmm.
Is Diva on there?
No,
is that
that's, 4? I am Sasha Fierce.
Okay.
I need to go and sit down and watch all of these.
All of the songs on B-Day have an album just like self-titled.
Okay.
Every single one.
Oh,
I'm
my
pretty
God.
Sure I've seen most of them because
Me
I was
too.
Like literally on like a roll and there was just so many more and more videos. I didn't realize that every single one.
Irreplaceable.
Every single one, Amanda.
She has
I didn't realize
so
that I was like,
videos,
oh, let me just go watch all these. And it's like, these are all on the same album.
I can't
let
believe
me,
she
I'm
has
sorry, I just wanna...
so many music videos.
Okay,
like, that's not.
The B-Day album. Yes. Deja Vu, Get Me Bodied, Sugar Mama, Upgrade You, Ring the Alarm.
Oh.
That video.
She's going off.
Kitty Cat, Freakum Dress, Green Light, Irreplaceable. I don't think she has a video for Resentment, though.
Okay. I love the Upgrade You video. when she's Jay-Z
in the gold.
First.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that one.
That was Renaissance before Renaissance, I feel like.
Yes.
Okay, before we go, just tell us about Renaissance. Just tell us your thoughts about it. Because I had so much FOMO, but I want to hear it.
Yeah. I cried.
As you should.
As soon as she came up the stage, like, because she came out of the stage, from the center of the stage, she was lifted, and it was just all the smoke, and oh my God, like,
she
when
is,
she finally came, it was 9:03 p.m. on the dot.
Yes.
9:03. And I cried.
Oh my God.
I don't even remember what I felt when I, all I can really remember from the first concert I went to, the B-Day experience, was she was like off of the stage, and I had nosebleeds at the B-Day experience. So I was high enough to see her off the stage on the side, and all the people that were in my section, we saw her before she was going on stage.
Okay.
And we screamed at her. We were like, yeah, she like hid from us. She was like, no.
Uh-oh.
And she was like, no, don't see me. You're not supposed to see me. But I was just like, oh my God. Like, that was my first interaction with Beyonce.
Yes, it was.
So,
my God.
I don't remember anything else. Just even like seeing her at the gala, like, it was like none of that had happened.
Yes.
And this was the very first time
you had seen her.
You know what
in
I mean?
The flesh. Yeah. Yes.
And I just was overcome with emotion, not only because I love her, but it was her birthday.
Yes.
I went to the birthday show. So I felt when she had her speech for us, it was like a birthday speech. Mm-hmm. You know, you're just like looking back over your life.
Oh, my goodness.
And she's just like, she's 42, so she's grown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, and what's crazy is the B-Day tour, too, she turned 25 that tour. And I remember she had, like, a big cake and everybody sang her happy birthday. I didn't go to her birthday show because I was in, like, April. Uh-huh. Literally April 2007, I remember. But I just was like, oh, my God. Like, yeah, she was 25 in 2006 or 7 or one of them.
That's crazy.
Either way.
That's crazy.
42 now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I've loved this woman for, like, her whole life,
mm-hmm.
basically.
Yes.
Like, even when I wasn't born, I loved her.
Mm-hmm.
And I just was overwhelmed. I really was overwhelmed. Like, I posted a video on my TikTok of me crying, and Brett was like,
I saw it.
He put the camera on my, I'm like, please.
I'm pretty sure I reposted it on the Fangirl Central account.
I'm like, please get that camera on my face. Cause I like
a moment.
I saw him, but I also couldn't get over the fact that in that moment she was doing the video. Cause I told you guys, I watch all of her concerts.
Yeah.
So I knew like the runs. It was just crazy to see it in real life.
Yes.
And to hear her in real life. And just how pure, like, of course she sounds good in real life because she looks so good and sounds good on the videos.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I just wasn't ready. And then it was just
sound.
Like, when I talk about the safe space, I felt just the energy of the crowd. Like, for her to, like,
just that happy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just
happy.
Getting emotional because, like, you know, she'll be on stage and she'll be like, I feel your energy, but I felt the energy.
Mm. Yes.
I felt it. Mm. I felt all my love I had for her and all of the people in my section. We all had just so much love, and we all knew it's the birthday show. Like,
yes.
we gotta be on mute
here.
Challenge. We gotta, everybody
yes.
just had this energy. We were yes. just like ready.
Yes, we are here for you. Yes.
And then when she came, I just couldn't contain it. I just cried. I cried happy tears. I danced my butt off.
Mm-hmm.
I was singing all of the, like, I sat behind some white women that were clearly only there for, like, single ladies and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
I was definitely getting on everybody's nerves, but I did not care.
No.
That's what you literally do.
You're at a
why
concert.
Are you here?
You're at a concert. Why are
yes.
you here?
On her birthday.
Yes.
And like, you're not singing everywhere.
Why are you here?
And you're not doing the dance moves.
Yes.
Give me your seat.
Exactly.
Also, to be with black queer, a stadium of black queer people, the most extra people in the world.
Yeah,
we are going true. To be screaming and hollering and twerking.
Do you not hear the music?
Busting
especially
our ass.
Heated.
Yes. Yes. Oh my God.
Fan me off my wrist.
Oh my God. Yes.
Just yes. It was just ah. And then Diana Ross came out.
Oh yeah.
Oh my
oh,
God.
Oh yeah. I forgot it was all those things on TikTok. Yes.
Oh,
Diana Ross.
My God.
Came out just to sing Beyonce happy birthday. Do you know how iconic you have to be?
She has accomplished.
Diana Ross was the mother to Michael Jackson.
Yes.
Basically.
Yes.
So Michael Jackson is Beyonce's biggest idol. So for like, that's like, Michael Jackson singing me happy birthday.
Right.
In a way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That it's just crazy. Like,
just to sing her happy birthday.
Just to sing her happy birthday.
I think and Tracy Ellis Ross was in the audience.
She helped pull off that surprise.
Really?
And then Tia Mowry was in the audience too because on Plus One, she did that, yeah. Boy makes me say whatever that
from their girl group.
Their girl group. She was just I feel like she was just flowing in the moment. That just shows like all that rehearsal. She could just see someone and be like, "Oh, let me sing a little tribute to you in my song that I'm just singing and ripping improvising. Yes,
because
thank you.
I have it because I have the confidence that it's I can jump back into it.
She knows the tune. She knows what key she's in.
Exactly.
And she knows the song and they're the same age and they're peers and like they were growing up in the industry together.
Yep.
She probably loved that girl group. Yeah. She probably still listens to that. Like, can you imagine like Beyonce listening to your song?
I'm sorry.
And you're not even a girl. It'll you're happen. Not even a singer anymore.
Yeah.
Like Tia and Tamera aren't singers.
I don't even know them as singers. I knew of their girl group because of that. I'm sorry.
Me too.
I didn't know they were.
I was like, what?
But you know everybody who's Beyonce's age also.
They
like,
know. Oh, yeah.
Because there's like random pop-up one-hit wonders that we know just because we were there.
Yeah. Right.
Like just because we were there when it came out and it's like, oh, like I guess they're never going to sing
Beyonce
again.
Beyonce is so graceful. She did not have to do that.
No.
But she did.
Beyonce's doing a tribute to you on her birthday?
On her birthday.
That's why Diana Ross came out.
Okay. I have to ask about the baby. Blue?
Oh, I was like, the baby? I don't got nothing to say about him.
Oh, the baby.
No.
I was like.
We don't talk about that.
No. I was like, girl, who?
The little baby Blue.
Yes, the baby.
The baby.
The baby.
So small in Homecoming, and to see her like 11 now doing the dance.
And she's gotten better. She got better and better every single time.
What I love is that she still looks like a child.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not trying to be like Gen X and be like, put some clothes on that baby. But black women are sexualized a lot. I saw this one AI photo of like Mickey and Minnie Mouse and they put a BBL on the baby.
I was like, what is this? Because the baby boy looked completely normal. It was weird.
And the Minnie Mouse baby was brown skin Minnie Mouse with the BBL.
Yeah.
So what type of message is that sending?
It just wasn't.
And why is AI doing that?
I don't
hate it.
Right.
So Beyonce's 11-year-old black girl daughter is not in a BBL. She's not half naked.
Mm-hmm.
And she's still being great.
She's fierce.
So, oh my gosh.
So I hate to be like, what is it like, you know, put some clothes on. But I actually really do like that.
Yes.
I really do like that.
She had very cute outfits.
She had very cute outfits
very
and they were appropriate.
Yes. And yeah, she was a child.
She is a child.
Performing
she's
in front
11.
Of 70,000 people.
Like, every night.
Who in here has done 70,000 people every night?
Uh-uh.
I haven't.
Right.
No. That's a dream.
Yeah.
They were paying to see Blue. They really were paying to see Beyonce, but after we figured out Blue was doing it, we were paying to see Blue.
Right. And she, because like,
the crowd went wild every time she came out.
Every
they knew
time.
It was happening. But
she's also like the power of rehearsal.
Yeah.
Because she got better every single time.
Just like her mom.
But even the first time it happened and people were like, oh, like she's not really doing anything. I'm like, she's got it together. She's maybe not be doing it full out, but like she is tight.
Well,
like
she's getting it.
She's hitting every single one of the moves.
Oh, yeah.
She's hitting it. You can tell that she's been dancing since she was a literal infant.
Yeah, she does dance.
Yeah.
I think it was just, again, I was just thinking about like when I was 16 and Blue Ivy was born and I was on Tumblr and Beyonce made the announcement. Like I do remember that I was at my aunt's dining room table on my laptop on Tumblr. Like, oh my God, Beyonce had a baby.
A baby.
A baby. I remember when she did the mic drop after singing Love on Top at the Billboard Awards.
Me too.
In September, I tweeted, I'm crying, Beyonce's pregnant.
I literally remember seeing that tweet.
Yeah.
I remember seeing that tweet.
Ashton, my best friend, we were going crazy. Mm. So to see our baby, our niece, grow up before our eyes and then see her on stage, I just was like,
there she is.
I literally was saying, yes, niece. Like, with no jokes. It was not a joke.
No.
It's, like funny, but
that's
not funny, haha. Funny, I'm being very for real.
That
fucking
is
serious.
I was there. I've seen her grow as well. Yes.
I feel like that's
to criticize her hair and all
of
this. And for her to come out on my power.
Yes.
That bloodline.
Here she comes.
Are you kidding me?
Yes. It opens up and they did criticize her. I remember that.
She couldn't even walk.
Why are you talking about a baby's hair?
How do you think black people's hair is supposed to grow out of
this
head?
This is a child.
What else?
What do you want her to have, a weave?
You want her to have 2C hair with her daddy and her mama being completely black? Beyonce said my daddy Alabama.
Yes.
Mama Louisiana. Ain't nobody from Europe over here, girl.
It's a Negro with a Creole.
Come on.
Okay.
Get a Texas Bama.
Oh my God. That when that came on last night on
Homecoming. And she said, I love my baby hair with
nappy.
She said my baby heir. I think that's what she meant. My baby heir, like H-E-I-R.
Yeah.
Or she could say my baby hair, either way, because Beyonce is a queen, or Blue Ivy's a queen. My baby hair with baby hairs and afros.
Yes.
So Beyonce knows that y'all talk about her baby.
Yes, she sees it all.
Her child.
This is her child.
Her first heartbeat.
Yeah.
Well, she did have a miscarriage before, but you know.
Oh. Okay, yeah, but like you
come
can't
on, like
I'm so protective of little black girls.
Me
so
too.
Don't,
me too.
Don't try
it's the
it.
Fact that I didn't even wear braids growing up because I didn't want people to say anything about
me
wearing braids.
Yeah,
I permed my hair so I wouldn't.
Yep. Because I saw how they treated people that had braids. They asked, is that your real hair? Is it
braids
fake?
Is
it going to
so
come out?
Black. Let's perm it.
Whenever somebody's braids would fall out, like all the white girls would just cackle,
like,
cackle, cackle, cackle.
That is so
look,
embarrassing.
Should I put it in my hair? Like,
yes.
Oh my God, your hair's falling out.
No.
Are you kidding
just humiliating.
Me? I have so much trauma related to my hair because of those fucking girls.
And that is why white people, you shouldn't be getting braids. Like, I'm sorry that now you think they look cool, but quit.
And also,
they don't look good
on
you.
Also, that's why
they don't.
White people don't say anything about my hair unless it's I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say one thing about my hair
and
unless
then,
it's I love
then
it.
And then don't touch it either.
Don't touch it. Don't ask me about
keep
it.
Your hands
don't
yourself.
Ask me in-depth questions about it unless you
me
know
if you
me
can
personally.
Get the style,
no.
Because you can't.
If
do you think that'll work in my hair?
Unless.
No.
Unless you're a personal friend, do not ask me about the intricacies of what's growing out of my head.
Google it.
Google it. Because I'm not a walking encyclopedia.
Right.
I'm not
going to
ask you about your belly button.
Mm-mm.
Like, why would I?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. How else is an afro going to grow out of that young baby's hair?
Yeah.
And,
exactly. And it was actually
her
cute.
Grandma is a hairstylist, so they know what they're doing.
Right.
Yeah,
thank
and
you.
Like, so what if it's an afro? Like,
it's cute.
It's cute.
She had a cute little baby face.
I want my baby to have baby hairs and afros, okay?
Me too.
I do. Mm-hmm. I do. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be cute and chocolate and black, and I don't care.
Yes.
I love it.
Oh,
I love being
baby
black.
Amber.
I love Beyonce accepting her blackness.
Mm-hmm.
I love
and
that.
Not because I feel like she was definitely trying to be mainstream and cater to a certain audience, even with like Single Ladies.
Mm-hmm.
But now with the self-titled and Lemonade was so black.
Yeah.
So black. She's never gone back after that.
She got
she said,
so
I have the
mad.
Power.
Mm-hmm.
You guys
so
will
I
watch.
So mad with Formation. Like people were like,
people were pissed.
Oh, she hates white people.
Yeah,
she doesn't. But she just
doesn't.
Loves black people.
Yeah,
so
she never said that. I remember Formation came out 2016. Okay, yeah, because it was my senior year. And
February. It was February.
Yeah, all the black girls.
It was literally February 1st. She dropped a video right before the Super Bowl.
Oh,
the day before
right.
The Super Bowl.
Like, right. So
and then she announced the Formation tour that night, like right after the performance. And the Formation album had not even come. The what's
Lemonade.
It called? Lemonade album had not even come out.
Right.
So we didn't even know that Jay-Z had cheated on her until April. And then the tour was like the week after the album came out.
Oh my God.
So.
Jay-Z.
Continue to go though.
Jay-Z.
It was your senior year though.
Yes, it was my senior year. And the black girls at our like college acceptance party, we had a roller skating party. We all got like Formation started playing and everybody cleared out. We were just on the roller ring going like, okay, ladies, now let's get
it was just too black for them.
Also,
it was.
Like,
all the white
fact
people
that
were sitting like eating their pizza with their heads just looking at us like.
Mm.
Also, the fact that it happened the same year that Trump got elected. Like, it was like,
oh.
Well, the thing is that we need this album.
Yeah.
The thing is that
people
we, the people, need this album.
Yeah,
this
Beyonce knew what she was doing.
This is the rage that we need.
And you said that she knew what she was doing.
Absolutely.
She had to be a little political because even after she was on campaign with Hillary Clinton that fall.
Right.
You remember?
Right, right.
I was like, ooh, how desperate are we? But I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, speak.
She was like, let me get the rappers and the.
Yeah.
She was pulling everything.
She
but
was.
Hey, I was with her. Was
everything
against him.
Everything
yeah,
except
of course.
Talking to anybody in the middle of the country.
Right.
But
hey.
Hey. Anyway.
It's in the past now, kind of.
Girl, 7 years later.
Well, do you have anything, any last words?
Literally,
you
I feel like I could keep talking forever.
I know.
Thank you guys for having me.
Do you have anything you want to plug?
Oh, yeah.
Follow me on Instagram, Amber, 3 underscores. Olivia.
Yes.
I'm also Amber Olivia on Spotify and Amber Olivia 1 on TikTok.
Everybody go follow her. Please. And listen
please.
To her.
Please. Okay, we need you back on just to talk about your music.
Yeah, I would love that.
Because
right.
I love your music.
Me
like
too.
I you. It's on all my playlists. I've listened to them so
and
many times.
You're not lying because I follow your playlist too. Actually, at Brett's birthday party last Sunday, uh-huh. one of my songs played because I was playing your playlist and everybody was like, keep it on, keep it on. I was like, no, 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 no. I got so
yes.
embarrassed. But I was like, oh, Amanda, she's a real one.
No, yeah. I do. So. I'm genuinely a fan.
Thank
so
you.
I want to talk to you about your music.
I would
and
love
we'll
that.
Have a
right.
Too.
I feel like that was definitely our intention, but Beyonce, there's too much to say.
Listen, there's too much to say.
I'm not upset. To talk about Beyonce.
It's just part two.
I was like, I'm so excited to put on my shirt.
You're an encyclopedia.
Yes, I am so glad that the Beyonce episode is with you.
Thank you.
Because I don't think I would trust anybody else's like timeline.
The encyclopedia.
Like,
I was like,
the facts.
Formation was 2016, February 1st.
That's right.
Not
2017.
Get it right.
Yeah. That's right.
No, but please follow Amber and check out her songs. Obviously, you've heard her every single week if you listen to this podcast.
Yes.
That is her voice on the tracks.
And my husband, White Noise, on the production.
On the
yes.
production, shout out.
Shout out. We need to convince
he's
him
gonna
to come
be like,
on.
Yeah, we should do.
We need to get him on too.
because we have 4 mics, don't we?
We do have 4 mics.
We have 4 mics.
If he can say something, pray for him. I don't know. But I'm a comeback.
Yes.
Y'all gonna have to kick me.
We're gonna
we'll
have
Amber several back. More episodes with you.
We'll,
I feel
several.
Like that.
We will. But yes. Thank you so much for being on.
Thank you guys.
Thank you for coming. Thank you for singing. Thank you for sharing.
Listen.
And as always, just follow us on everywhere, fangirl.central and mm-hmm. patreon.com/fangirlcentral for extra bonus content.
That's right.
And
as always, keep it chaotic. And then here it comes.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.